Wow, it turns out that emails can be deleted after all. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The quest to find out why the president really fired those U.S. attorneys has now entered a new phase, with the implication that the Bush White House has resorted to Nixonian tactics. Apparently, a bunch of emails on the matter have disappeared. So, how could they disappear? Because, like many of us, it turns out that White House officials have more than one email account. The official White House account for official business and the unofficial Republican Party account for political business. The official email files are all there, but the political ones were on a 30-day deletion schedule and can't be found.
I will admit it. We screwed up and we're trying to fix it.
So said the White House spokeswoman. Should the Democrats cut the White House some slack here? Let's think this through. Democrats have been arguing that the firings of those eight attorneys was done for political reasons, not for performance reasons. So, if you're firing someone for political reasons, you would naturally use the political email account, wouldn't you? Makes sense to me. As for the deletion part, Senator Patrick Leahy expressed a certain skepticism.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. But let's not be so negative, Senator. Let's look at this another way. A recent FBI audit found that the FBI lost 160 laptops in less than 4 years, possibly putting sensitive files into the wrong hands. I think the fact that the White House has finally discovered a foolproof file deletion program is something not to be scolded, but to be shared. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.